And he did some further recordings. Very interesting and historically important Mississippi blues man. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We're on your radio dial at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're online at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there. Keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We're going to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 10:06 with some B.B. King to kick off the second hour of the Blues Box for us today here on this Friday on KRVS. So stay tuned.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. For a schedule of bands performing for these Cajun and Creole dances, and more information on special events and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump is being condemned for reportedly using vile slurs to describe immigrants from Africa and Haiti. Trump met with a bipartisan group of lawmakers to discuss a compromise bill on immigration Thursday. Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin was at the meeting and says Trump repeated the words. A caution, the senator is going to say the vulgar slur, which is considered highly offensive.
And then he went on when we started to describe the immigration from Africa that was being protected in this bipartisan measure. That's when he used these vile and vulgar comments, calling the nations they come from shitholes. The exact word used by the president, not just once, but repeatedly.
Trump was on Twitter this morning denying that he used the language. The UN Human Rights Office has issued a stinging rebuke of Trump about the migrants from Africa, Haiti, and El Salvador. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva. The UN office describes the comment as shocking and shameful.
UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville calls racist Trump's dismissal of entire countries and continents that have largely non-white populations.
This isn't just a story about vulgar language. It's about opening the door to humanity's worst side. It's about validating and encouraging racism and xenophobia.
Colville warns comments by the President of the United States denigrating entire peoples can have serious consequences. He says they are damaging and dangerous and will potentially disrupt and destroy the lives of many people. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Connecticut State Police will release a report later today about the response to the 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. The shooting killed 26 students and educators. Cassandra Basler of member station WSHU has more.
Police will first brief victims' families on the after-action report for the 2012 shooting. Then it's made public. The report compiles dozens of interviews with emergency responders and community members. It's gone through two different authors, and that's why it took so long to release. It'll describe how officers secured the crime scene and how well victims' families were notified, among other details. Law enforcement agencies nationwide use after-action reports to improve responses to mass casualty events. Similar reports were released after the shooting at a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. For NPR News, I'm Cassandra Basler.
Searchers in Southern California continue to look through mud and debris flows for any missing people. The number of missing has fluctuated over the past 2 days. The death toll, however, is 17 people. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 200 points at 25,774. You're listening to NPR News. Today, President Trump will get his first full medical checkup since he took office. He'll visit the Walter Reed Military Hospital in suburban Washington for the physical. There has been interest in the president's health and fitness following a controversial book published last week. Trump himself has declared on Twitter that he is mentally fit. Facebook is changing what people will see in their news feeds. It will be less news from outside their circles and more posts from their friends. NPR's Arti Shahani has more.
Facebook says it's tweaking its algorithm to pay more attention to what gets a conversation going, and it'll push that content higher up in news feed. Facebook will also prioritize posts from friends and family over public content. So more from your BFF or big sister, less from the news organizations you might follow like CNN or NPR. Facebook has faced ongoing criticism for how it builds filter bubbles instead of exposing users to different points of view. The company is reasserting it's not designed to be a balanced aggregator of real news. It's the place where you go to hang out digitally. CEO Mark Zuckerberg has said that his 2018 New Year's resolution is to fix Facebook and that his company is a force for good. Arthi Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel's political party has reached agreement with three other parties to form a new government. Germany has been without a formal government for about 4 months. Merkel said she wasn't sure until the end of intense negotiations that the parties could strike a deal. The political leaders say they are going to limit the number of asylum seekers and refugees in Germany. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Focus Features, presenting Phantom Thread, set in the 1950s world of high fashion, starring Daniel Day-Lewis, written and directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, now in select theaters, everywhere January 19th.
It's 6 minutes after the hour, 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time do stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer, and do stay tuned at 3 o'clock for more good music on the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. We're going to go back now to 1971 and head to Japan for a live concert given by B.B. King. Here is B.B. King with his cover of the song Eyesight to the Blind.
Thank you.
From December of 1956, that was Herman Parker, better known as Junior Parker, on blues harp and vocals with a number called Pretty Baby. He was having a lot of hits during that time period. He'd had a number five on the R&B charts with his tune Feeling Good that he did in 53. He recorded the tune Mystery Train that was covered by Elvis Presley. He had quite a number of great tunes out. He was originally out of the Memphis blues scene. He had learned the finer points of blues harp work from Sonny Boy Williamson II, and he'd also worked with Howling Wolf's band prior to Wolf's going into the studios. Junior Parker. Junior was preceded here by B.B. King. B.B. King also, of course, getting his start on the Memphis blues scene, but we heard B.B. recorded in Japan back in 1971 doing a cover of the Sonny Boy Williamson tune Eyesight to the Blind. We're going to turn to Sonny Boy next here on KRVS. That's Sonny Boy II, the one from Mississippi, not John Lee Williamson, who was originally from Tennessee. We're going to go back to one of Sonny's early recordings. This one included Willie Love on piano and Elmore James on guitar. Recording done in August of 1951. And you've heard the virtues of the Terraplane extolled, also the Rocket 88. Well, here's Sonny Boy Williamson with Pontiac Blues.
She said, I like my big daddy, but I'm crazy about his Pontiac. We gon' drive out on the highway, turn the bright lights off. Oh, we driving on the highway, and cut the bright lights off. We gon' turn the radio on and get music from up the north. Yeah. That's a whole lot of loving, and that's pretty funny. Fine. Yeah.
driving, man. That Cadillac may get away. You better be careful. Down standing the highway, man. Standing parked on the road. Down standing the highway, man. Parked on the road. You better watch out for the red light just before you go. Green lights are go, red lights are stop. Look at your boy, you better be on your watch. There's a highway man parked on the side of the road. You better be careful about how you drive on the road. Riding everything is nice to me. I'll make a cool horn and I ain't got time to stop for gas. I'll make a cool horn and I ain't got time to stop for gas. I'm gonna drive this automobile just as long as the gas lasts.
Cadillac Daddy. That was Howling Wolf. Howling Wolf recorded back in January of 1952. Before we heard Howling Wolf, we heard Sonny Boy Williamson. Not talking about a Cadillac, but a Pontiac. We heard Sonny Boy from August of 51 doing Pontiac blues. There were some blues historians that claimed that the inspiration for that song was a Pontiac that Robert Jr. Lockwood apparently owned for a while. And, of course, Lockwood and Sonny Boy Williamson played a lot of blues together on the radio and in all sorts of venues in Arkansas and Mississippi. We're going to turn next on the Blues Box to Mitch Woods and his Rocket 88s and a track from their 2001 release Jump for Joy, another automotive related tune. This one called Straight 8, celebrating the inline 8-cylinder engines that were used for decades by many manufacturers. Mercedes, Duesenberg, they had their models. Then later in the 30s and 40s, Hudson, Pontiac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Studebaker all had cars that offered straight eight engines. Here's Mitch Woods and his Rocket 88s with a number called Straight Eight.
Solid gate, straight eight. Don't miss no date, straight eight. I would like to relate his sedan's all a center, and he's never late, straight eight. Keep a purring in time, straight eight. Got it, get his prime, straight eight. It's a natural gas, move on over, baby, cause I'm going fast. 8,000 folks get me there on time. A little gas in a bottle of wine. Hey, there's a week is when I make my ride. I'm an angel of the bar. And straight eight is a solid jaw. A straight eight with a flaw, flaw, flaw. A straight eight, it's a zazu zaz. Straighten up and fly back. Get into the jazz. Straight eight, there's no slant six. Straight eight, got plenty of kicks. Straight eight, it's a solid streamline.
Eight beats of rhythm, swing it eight at a time. 8 bottles of fun, give me their own time. Eight little gals in a bottle of wine. Eight days a week is when I make my ride. I'm an eight to bar and a straight eight. It's a solid jaw, a straight eight. With a flaw, 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 a straight eight. It's that you vast, straight up, fly like into jazz.
Nappy Brown, Napoleon Brown Culp, recorded in Dallas, Texas back in 1987 with Anson Funderburg on guitar, a number called Have Mercy, Mercy Baby. Nappy Brown, originally from North Carolina back in the 50s, he ended up going to New Jersey, New York, that area with a gospel group, got into R&B and had quite a bit of success, had some good hits, and I ended up back in the Carolinas later. Got out of the music business for a while, but then got back into it with a bang. Again, Nappy Brown. He was preceded by Mitch Woods. Mitch Woods and his Rocket 88s. We heard them doing a number called Straight Eight. And you're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We are a listener-supported public radio. I'd like to thank all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. And thank you, Robert, for your contribution. We do appreciate it. Since we just heard Nappy Brown, one of the things that helped him get back into jump blues and blues back in the 80s was some recordings he did with a band out of Atlanta, Georgia at the time. The band was called the Heart Fixers, and it was led by vocalist and lead guitarist Tinsley Ellis. Tinsley has been out on his own for many years now. He has a brand new disc out called Winning Hand. From that disc, here's Tinsley Ellis here on KRVS with a piece called I Got Mine.
She's the baby. Now go on and take it. You can't wait. You wanted her for so long. Thinking that I don't suspect it. So far away from home. I got mine. So go out and get your own. This whole house ain't got no revolving door. Though I can't paint no roses seen. I know she's a great temptation. Me miles away from my door. A big thing to you, but my woman is my soulmate. I just bring heaven to you if you don't stop. I work too hard to just let it go. I'm her man, that I gotta let you know. You're thinking that I gotta accept it.
us wild. Everybody calls me Lady of the Blues.
Lady of the Blues, a title track to a brand new disc by a lady going by the name of Miss Freddy. She's been singing for about 15 years in western central Pennsylvania, West Virginia, eastern Ohio, that area. Fine blues belter. Again, Miss Freddy. She was preceded by Tinsley Ellis. We heard Tinsley on guitar and vocals from his brand new disc, Winning Hand. Tinsley Ellis did a piece for us called I Got Mine. Next here on the Blues Box on KRVS, back to October of 1960, and a little classic from Etta James.
Trust in me in all you do. Have the faith I have in you. Love will see us through if only you trust in me. Why don't you trust me? Come to me when things go wrong. Cling to me, Daddy. Oh, yeah, and I'll be strong. We can get along, we can get along. Trust in me. While there's a moon on high, whoa, there are birds, birds to fly. While there is you and I can be sure. Stand beside me.
the future. Why don't you smile? Trust in me, and I'll be worthy of you. Oh, yeah, yeah. Why don't you? You're trusting me, and all you do, and have the faith I have in you. Oh, and love will see us through. If only you trust in me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why don't you? You come to me when things go wrong. Cling to me and whoa, and I'll be strong. We can get along, we can get along. Oh, if only you trusted me.
Going each and every day. Men are just like streetcars, going each and every day. If you miss this one here, you'll get another one right away. You may stand on the corner, but you won't have to stand there long. You may stand on a corner, but you won't have to stand there long. Before the men will ask you, little girl, what are you waiting on? Some going east, some going west. Men are just like streetcars, some going east and some going west. The one that is so crowded is the one that you can love the best. You don't have to stand on a corner wondering where you can find a man. You don't have to stand on a corner wondering where you can find a man. Because men are just like streetcars, you can catch one on every hand.
Rosetta Howard here on KRVS, recorded back in 1939 Barney Bigard on clarinet and Henry Red Allen also on that track. She also recorded with the Harlem Hamfats. Her main period of productive recordings was during the 1930s. Interesting lady, originally from Arkansas. She was preceded by Etta James. We heard Etta James here on KRVS doing "Trust in Me." Again, she recorded that back in October of 1960. We're going to turn next to Memphis Minnie. Actually, this is her recording debut, playing guitar behind her husband, Joe McCoy. And she would end up being the star out of the two. In fact, some say that their marriage ended because she was became so much more popular than her husband, Joe McCoy, who himself was a very good musician and a writer and arranger. Here they are, Memphis Minnie and Joe McCoy, recorded in 1929 with "When the Levee Breaks." Thank you.
red, love is going to break. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. And the water gonna come, I have no place to stay. Well, all that night I sat on the lever and moaned. Well, all that night I sat on the lever and moaned, thinking about my baby and my happy home. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. And all these people have no place to stay. Now look here, mama, what am I to do? Now look here, mama, what am I to do? I ain't got nobody to care my trouble to. I works on the levee, mama, both night and day. I works on the levee, mama, both night and day. I ain't got nobody to keep the water away.
Give me some of it. You got to give me some of it, or you'll get it all away.
I want some of your pie. That was Blind Boy Fuller, along with Sonny Terry on blues harp on that particular track, recorded back in June of 1939. Blind Boy Fuller was one of the most popular of the Piedmont-style blues artists during his tenure as a recording artist. He recorded something like 135 songs from 1935 to 1940. Unfortunately, he died in 41 of blood poisoning, they believe, that resulted from a kidney ailment. Blind Boy Fuller. He was preceded by Memphis Minnie and Joe McCoy. We heard them recorded back in 1929 doing When the Levee Breaks, and that, of course, was another song commemorating the great Mississippi flood of 1927. We have another Blind Boy Fuller song coming up. This time, though, done by Joe Bonamassa from his disc, Black Rock. Here's Joe Bonamassa recorded, the disc was released back in March of 2010. Joe Bonamassa with his version of Baby, You Gotta Change Your Mind.
I'm ready. I thought you were shaving the chair for a second there.
One, two, three, four. Baby, you think I'm crazy about you? You gotta change your mind. Baby, you think I'm crazy about you? You gotta change your mind. I woke up this morning about 4:30. Somebody knocking at my back door. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. You better change your mind. Baby, you think I'm crazy about you? You gotta change your mind. Baby, you think I'm crazy about you? You gotta change your mind. What you doing, mama? You'll do it again. I'm setting out about 10:30. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. I mean, you better change your mind. Mind. Baby, you think I'm crazy about you? You gotta change your mind. In front of the jury with my eyes full of tears, for beating up my gal, I got 45 years. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. I mean, you better change your mind. Baby, if you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. Baby, think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. My gal likes liquor like rye and gin. We can't get a whiskey drink, but man thinks she can. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. I mean, you better change your mind. Thank you. crazy about you. You gotta change your mind. Baby, I think I'm crazy about you. You gotta change your mind. I woke up this morning about 4:30. Somebody knocking at my back door. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. I mean, you better change your mind.
Mississippi Fred McDowell. Fred McDowell recorded in November of 1969. That was his classic Kokomo Me Baby, a number that would be covered by Bonnie Raitt. He was an influence on Bonnie Raitt, an influence on R.L. Burnside. His guitar style was copied by a number of other people. And his version of You Gotta Move was copied by the band The Rolling Stones. They had that on their Sticky Fingers album. Fred McDowell, he was discovered by Alan Lomax back in 1959 and passed away in, 1972, around the summer of that year, but put out some great recordings. Before we heard Mississippi Fred McDowell, we heard Joe Bonamassa from his disc Black Rock. Joe Bonamassa did a version of the Blind Boy Fuller tune for us, Baby, You Gotta Change Your Mind. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're also on Facebook at KRVS Public Media. And we are online. Our URL is krvs.org. We are public radio for Acadiana and a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette and member-supported public radio. I'd like to thank all of you out there who do keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We would not be here without that support. If you enjoy the programming you hear and you're not a member, consider becoming one. You can pledge your financial support securely online at any time at KR.